Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only thing about it is they're not going to move unless you've got too much or not enough water. And when you've got something excessive like this, we get a lot of calls on drainage repair. We've got houses that are underwater that need to be pumped out, you know, whether it be a pier and beam.
How many calls have you seen so far because of the rain of the last week, week and a half?
Personally, this is Wednesday. I've probably seen 12 to 15. Matter of fact, I just left one, Fairfield, Texas, that was underwater. And, of course, I couldn't inspect underneath the house because it was flooded, but I explained to them what to do with their drainage and how to correct the problem where it wouldn't happen again.
What does a homeowner like that have to do?
Okay, usually, you know, if there's not a water leak and you're getting water up under the house, you've got a drainage problem. You got water coming from an elevated area away from you. May have an underground stream, but either way, it's getting excess water. So you would have to put in either a surface drain or a French drain, which, like I said, you know, the surface drain is the lower end, but if you have to get in and do what we call a double barrel French drain, then it can get very expensive.
We've had dry weather for months and months and months at a time, people calling about foundation issues because of that. Then we get a lot of rain at one time. What does that do to the soil itself?
Okay, of course, the soil itself, we've got a real active soil here, and you get water into that soil and it swells. And there's some houses right now, they get excessive water on a slab and it will actually heave. It'll pick it up. Some of them that it's been real dry and they haven't watered and really taken care of it, if it comes through quickly, and I'm speaking of the water, if it comes through quickly, it'll actually erode that ground and make it worse.
What do people have to look for as far as foundation problems from this rain?
If they're outside, they really need to look and see if they've got any water ponding around the house. Something I did want to make sure of is if they open that scuttle hole on a pier and beam and they see that the water is up, you know, pretty high, they don't need to be going down there or doing anything. They need to call a professional because you don't know if there's a bare wire under there. You don't know if there's a Humidex fan under there. And if the water's got into that, it gets shorted out. The safe thing to do on something like that, of course, is to call a professional.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.